is you.
Before I just finish, I would like us to sing this hymn. To God be the glory. Amen. To God be the glory, great things He has done. Who loved the world, He gave us His Son. Who yield His life for atonement for sin, and open the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son. To God be the glory, great things He has done. For love He, the world that He gave us, He gave us.
He has passed on.
I believe this is my story. The end of my story is to God be the glory. Amen. Well, I say this because in the midst of all the situations that will pass through this period, it's only God that is to be praised in it all. Praise the Lord. So I remember about last month plus before I went in for the CS, the brethren prayed for me in the fellowship, and one of the brother broke in and said he sensed a lot of fear and all that, and he prayed. The church also prayed on Wednesday, Tuesday, and all that. And I didn't look actually fearful, but in the theater, and I realized I saw the fear that the brother was praying about. And you know, actually, the day that I was supposed to deliver was, the according to the scan, shows the 27th of August. But because I have done two previous CS, I decided to do the operation earlier, around 8 months long before the delivery date. And that period was just God that delivered me, and due to the scar I've had for the two previous children, the second one, as I had the first one, and during the second child, as I was being weighed to the theater before they even start cutting me open, the womb got busted and they had to rush out and brought out the baby. And so it was dangerous, and it was supposed to be danger if I had gone through this third labor. So that's why we decided we booked the hospital ahead of time to bring the baby out. So this period, as I entered the theater, I just sensed a lot of fear within me, and I don't know, but I just prayed. As they with me to the theater, the doctor, the surgeons there, they say, pray for us. I was already under anesthesia. As I was praying, I just muttered one or two prayers. I just, in my heart, was told that the church has prayed for you already. So I strengthened myself and encouraged my heart with the prayer of the brethren. Praise the Lord. And as I started the operation, I didn't know. I've never felt the two previous operation I had. I've never felt like that before. I realized as they were doing the operation that it was half anesthesia, so half part of my body upward were alive. The down part was dead, and so as they were doing it, I felt a lot of struggle within me, and they clamped my two hands, and it was as if they were pulling my heart. I was going. And I didn't know what to do. I never experienced that during these two previous ones. And as they were doing the operation, I started saying, God, I started crying in my heart, say, God, deliver me. Let this operation come to an end. Let it be successful. I was just praying within myself, oh God. As if somebody was like, my breath was going, and I was so restless, and I was just praying. I believed God. I believe that the brethren prayed, so I knew that the operation was going to be successful. So, praise the Lord. And at the end of the day, the operation came to an end. As soon as they brought out the baby, they say, Madam, this is your baby. They asked me, have you seen him? What they said, they didn't ask, what did they say? I say, baby boy. Say, baby boy, do you have, how many children do you have? Say, they all boy. I say, yes. Say, okay, should we take this one? They said, should we take this one? I said, give me my baby. To God be the glory. And if God, what happened, it was actually like a trouble within, but not really. I didn't really give my heart to it because we were like, you have had two boys, and this time around, some brethren, some friends, everybody were like wishing you to have a girl. In my heart too, I wish I could, but I. But at the end of the day, he became a boy. So even the scan, the earlier scan I did, like they said they were not sure, he's a boy. So when I did the another scan around 7 months, they tried to find out they couldn't find the cell. The radiologist tried all you could. They turned like this, turned like that. The baby was just hid in the womb. They couldn't find the cell. So I didn't know what they said. So I was like, whatever, whichever, to God be the glory. So that is the story I came out today with. I know that it is God and it has a purpose. The only thing, whether boy or girl, my prayer and desire is that God will endow us with the grace which we need to bring them up to the full stature and the fullness of God at this time. That's the only thing that could make a difference. Whatever sex they are, it doesn't make a difference as far as I'm concerned. Praise God.
Amen. To God be the glory. Is it part of the name? Eh? What to God be the glory?
Praise the Lord. I'm someone that always like attributing names that has God with it to my children. So I like the J, not specifically that I want to name all of them J, but I just love Ja, J, and all that. So I have. In the process of my wife being, while she was pregnant, 3 months, my children will always come and say, Jeremiah. And they will say, Amarachi, Jeremiah. That's what I said. Mommy, you have Jeremiah and Amarachi in you. I said, okay, well, let's see. But I honored them. And that's his second name. But his first name is JDL. Which JDL. Just like Gabriel, JDL, meaning knowing the Lord or serving the Lord. Amen. So the other one is Jeremiah, and his third name is no. The third name is a Bayelsa name. This time I decided to give a Bayelsa name, and it's Aibanate, which means God has heard me. Aibanate. Yes, so we call him Nana sometimes. So praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, brethren. Let's.
I want to thank all the brethren for all their help and support and prayers. I said, may the Lord bless you mightily in Jesus' name.
Amen, brethren. Let's dedicate the baby. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't know this one well, so they said we should sing it. It's not a good song.
Lord, we come to thank you. We come to hand over Jeremiah, Ayibanate unto you. We give him back to you because you gave him to us. And we ask, Lord, that JJL will serve you. He will serve you throughout his days. He will be a prophet in your house. JJL will look up to you and you will speak to him. And he will hear and follow you. Just as Samuel was in your house, so shall Jael be in your house. In the name of Jesus, we come this hour to bless Jael, Lord God, that Jael will know you even from this moment, Lord our God. That day when a voice of greeting was heard, the child in the womb heard it and leaped for joy. Jael, we hear your voice even from this age. He will hear you and he will put it in his heart. Your word, Father, Jael shall hide in his heart from now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We come to separate him unto you, our Father. Jael will not experience childhood diseases. We ask, Lord, that your mighty right hand will be placed upon him, that he will know you as a prophet in your house. Jael will seek your face all the days of his life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we bless him in season and out of season. We ask, Father, our God, that this one, for your name, you will provide for his parents to bring him up the way, Father, you have purposed in your heart, both in the spirit and in his ordinary life, that there be no lack of provision to take care of Jael. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we bless him. We bless him in season and out of season. We are asking our Father that by this addition in the family, Lord, that you would turn around the family of our brother for good. In the name of Jesus, they will begin to know increase. They will begin to know restoration. Hallelujah, of the goodness of our God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, our God, this dedication of Jael, Father, our God, we ask that let heaven be witness to it, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that no spirit, no other dedication shall be made concerning Jael. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he is separated, total and holy, unto you, our Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We ask for strength for his parents. We ask for wisdom and understanding to bring Jael up in the ways of the Lord, that as he grows up, he will not depart from it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bless him, we bless his seniors. We come to bring all of them into your mighty hands, our Father. That Jael, by Jael's coming into the family, Father, our God, we ask for fullness. We ask, Lord, that you will do that which is in the hearts of his parents. There are things in the hearts of his parents that have not been materialized. But by Jael's appearance, Father, we call for these things to come. Let Boma and his family begin to know extraordinary blessing from our God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let the gaps be filled. Let the empty pots be filled up. Just as the oil of that woman that didn't run dry. Boma's house will not run dry anymore. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Both in the things they need, in the physical and the things of the spirit. For there will be abundance in this family. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bring peace to this family, Lord our God. We commit them into your hand, commit their hearts. Lord, that there will be this environment, the aura of God, that will fill up this family, such that JJL will, from now, our God, experience God. We begin to feel the hand of God in his life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We know, our God, that when we ask of you, you give to us. For you are a good God. The word says that if we earthly parents know how to give good things to our children, how much more our Father in heaven. Lord, today we come to say thank you for this wonderful gift of JJL to the church. Thank you, Father, for we have prayed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Jeremiah before you. Lord, you said you called Jeremiah and that you ordained him in his mother's womb to be a prophet. Lord, even so do we speak concerning this one, that Jeremiah has been called of God, ordained in his mother's womb to be a prophet. Lord, you said that you commissioned him to root out, to throw down, to destroy. Father, we come to bring this prophetic word upon this one. That, Lord, where his parents were unable to overcome, Lord, that this one will rise in the midst of that family to throw down, to destroy, to bring to naught the workings of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Lord, that you will use this one to build and to plant. Oh God, in the home and in the house of our brethren. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we bring that unction upon him today. We bring that anointing upon him today. My Father, that you separate this one wholly unto yourself to do your pleasure, to do your will. Blessed be your name. As we lay our hands on him, we lay the hands of presbytery upon him. That this one today is separated unto the Lord. And that the gift of the Holy Spirit will begin to work even in him at his young age. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Your word says the blessing of the Lord make it rich. Our dead no soul. We dissolve this heaviness, this mass, whatever it is, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you in the name of the Lord. Say, be thou gone in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That your blessings make us rich and added no sorrow. We stand by your word and we say, Lord, this blessing of Jeder will come with no sorrow. No sorrow to the mother, no sorrow to the father, no sorrow to the family. According to your word, dear Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
think of me in those spirits.